Well, it is that time of the morning, a Friday morning, when we have what we call our Tri-County Insider News Week in review here on your Morning Connection. So Bronson, our news director here at Priority Media, has joined us this morning. How are you doing there, Bronson?
Well, things seem a bit off. This is, what, the second week in a row that we're doing News Week?
I think or actually
it
three.
It might be the third.
Yeah, we got the trifecta going.
Doing something weird now.
Well, it's good to be back delivering the Tri-County Insider News Week in review. We take a look at the top stories of the past week. Also, the stories that you, the listener, interacted with the most. And then we get to hear Bronson's pick of the story that he believes is the best story of the week.
Yeah.
So let's get it rolling, Bronson. Tell us the top stories of this past week.
Our top story might surprise a lot of people because it is not the one you think it is. Mm-hmm. It happened over the last weekend, and it was a Treasure Lake home that was completely destroyed by a fire.
Yeah.
That happened, I believe it was Sunday, yes. At around 3:15 p.m., crews responded to reports of an active structure fire with entrapment at 10427 Treasure Lake Road. Crews arrived on scene. The house was engulfed in flames, heavy smoke. No injuries were reported, so that's a good thing.
Good part of it.
But the home was a total loss.
Yeah.
And last I knew of this story, the fire marshal was investigating the cause of the fire, as well as assessing the damage of the home and two adjacent ones that were also damaged by this fire.
Always hate to hear the fire stories, but the good part, as always, with this one is when you hear there were no injuries.
Yes.
Everybody got out safely, so we're glad to hear about that. All right, the top story is the one we expected, number two?
That it is, and that came from yesterday morning with former City of Dubois manager John Hermsaplesio's change of plea hearing, where he pled guilty to counts 5 and 8 of the indictment. Mm-hmm. If you remember a few months back when Roberta Bobby Schaefer, former city employee, she also pled guilty to these same charges. So this came Thursday morning where Saplesio waived his right to a jury trial and pled guilty to count 5, which states in 2021 he knowingly embezzled, stole, or obtained, and then fraudulently misapplied $5,000 or more. That's the part that tricks up a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then count 8 included a singular fraudulent financial transaction of $28,000.
Okay.
And then as part of this plea agreement, he will admit responsibility for all the charges and agree to pay $500,000 in restitution, which all that will be covered through funds previously frozen or seized by the federal government. And then after all of that, we also learned, unlike with Bobby's hearing, the recommended sentence for Saplesio, and that was 27 months in prison, no fine, and 3 years of supervised release.
Okay. So the next step is sentencing, of course.
Yes.
Really, in both cases, for Bobby Schaefer and for Hermsaplesio, because even though those are recommended sentencing, Judge Haynes could choose to do whatever she wishes.
She could choose to throw that out, do whatever she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on whatever her verdict on this is.
Yeah.
And that will happen for Saplesio on November 23rd. It's a Monday morning at 10:30 a.m. in Johnstown.
And if I remember correctly, Bobby Schaefer's sentencing is in September?
22nd or 23rd, I want to say. It's like in that week there.
Yeah. So those will be the next steps in what has been a very long story.
Yes, it has. It's, I believe it was November of 23.
Yeah, it's been over, it's been like 2.5 years that it's been going on. So, all right, how about a third top story?
Sure. We have a third that's kind of a two-parter story. Each side got quite a bit of views from all of our listeners. And that was a convicted bomber that was denied a new trial. This was from a 2019 bombing that killed a Clearfield woman. And one of the people that were convicted of that, Clint Adelman, he was found guilty for his role in building the homemade explosive. While right before sentencing, he sought for the court to overturn his conviction or even to get him a new trial stating that prosecutors failed to present sufficient evidence. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Judge Haynes, she was the one on this case as well.
Really? Okay.
And she denied that motion, saying that the jury was fully informed mm-hmm. as that case went on.
Okay. Well, now we go to the next category. It's similar to what we just went through, where we took a look at those top stories from the past week. But then we closely look at the stories mm-hmm. that kind of brought on the most interaction, comments and likes and, various comments yep. and input like that from our listeners. So what do we have as number one in the most interacted with story?
Funnily enough, number one for most interactive is part two of the one we just went over.
Okay.
And it was a sentencing for right. those bombers. It was Clint Adelman and Chris Neveling. They were both sentenced to life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened on Wednesday.
Yeah, so that was a recent story, but it did receive a lot of interaction and mm-hmm. attention. What about the runner-up?
Runner-up is a grant that was awarded to Dubois Central Catholic. It's a $1 million grant that will help them build a new community center. Mm-hmm. We heard about this from State Representative Mike Armanini and Senator Wayne Langerhalt. They announced that the school was awarded this grant for the Redevelopment Assistant Capital Program, and it's supposed to build a multi-purpose community center. It should, in theory, expand education, health, and wellness opportunities to the entire community.
Okay, great. And what about the third story receiving the most interaction?
Third one comes out of Clearfield earlier in the week, and it was a Clearfield teacher that is now facing several charges after being accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a student. This all started from a tip that came in at the beginning of June, last day of school, where somebody reported that they saw the teacher, 37-year-old John Shalendick of Dubois, was allegedly kissing a student. And then when the student was questioned, she said that their relationship was a bit weird and he got a bit too close, and even allegedly followed her home and kissed her again after school was done for the year.
Yeah. All right. Well, now we've made it to the time I look forward to the most, Bronson. We get to hear your choice of the best or top story of the week. So what do you have this week?
I'm going to cheat a little and do, I think, five stories here.
No cheating here.
And that's for each day we're covering the Jefferson County Fair.
Okay, that makes sense.
And it's always a great time there. I went last year. I'm going again this Saturday for the Demolition Derby. We had a couple crews there that were there on Wednesday for their new comedy show, which apparently was really funny.
Good. Well, it's good when comedy shows can be funny.
I know.
But you're even picking the rainout night as one of your favorite stories.
Yeah, it happens.
It does, especially around here with county fairs. That's always kind of one of the running jokes. Okay, which nights are going to get rained out? But it'll be good if there's only one night. But congratulations. Like congratulations to the Jefferson County Fair organizers for putting together a great show. And it's not over yet. Still have tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah, tonight we have, I believe it was the rodeo. And then Saturday is going to be the Demolition Derby, some of their more popular events.
All right. Well, that is Tri-County Insider News, the week in review. Bronson, thank you. Hey, have a great weekend. Have a great time at the fair.
And let's try to do this again next week.
Let's try.